If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. I'm Mark Harmon. She is Andrea Darlis. We are in for Bill and Wendy till 3 o'clock. Really pleased to have two major movers, I'm going to put it like that, in the Chicagoland area, Dr. Bob and Dr. Judith Wright, in our studios. We're going to try to make your life better for you, or at least give you a little pathway. No pressure, guys, by the way.
Wait, let me put my phone away. Let me stop texting. Okay.
we're going to get to the soft addiction portion. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff, Andre. These two wonderful people just led a pilgrimage to Paris, and they were in Paris for, what, a week before the terrorist attack happens? And then you had, what, 40-some-odd people coming over that day, and then you were there for 12 days, whatever, was on a spiritual journey. What was that like?
Well, it was really something. You know, this sacred travel in itself is one thing of really learning about different people and how they worship and how they live and really aligning our lives towards something greater. So that was the purpose of it. But then there we are and the terrorist attacks occur. So we're right there and it's happening. And the fear and the news that's getting in, the news that's coming in, and Bob and I were there ahead of time, and then all of our pilgrims are coming. They're flying that night while this is going on. So it was very stirring. It's, you know, it's very upsetting, and it's hard to not be upset by it or scared by it. But what it really was a challenge. Like, how do you live with your fear? I mean, do you just cower and then just not do anything because you're afraid something bad's going to happen? Or do you choose life and say, yes, I'm going to live as fully as I possibly can, and if things happen, things happen? And that was really what our journey became about, is how do you really learn to live even when things are scary, which is a lesson for life.
And how describe to how everybody came together. I mean, really, just Parisians, tourists, Christians, Muslims, everybody coming together at that site too, the Bataclan and the soccer field too.
Well, and the store.
Yes,
we drove by the store a week later, and there were still red and white flowers out. Oh, I'd say 50 feet. And what, 300 people
standing
praying?
Wow. Just standing like a vigil. Just
later?
Praying. Yeah. It
That's
was really
crazy. Actually, it was Monday. It was 4 days later.
Yeah, a few days later. But still, but very fresh. Yeah.
It was very fresh. And we went to churches, we went to synagogues, we went to mosque, and we had a mixed kind of faith group. But it was really praying with the people of Paris and all different faiths and saying, you know, here, we're with you. We care, and we're gonna live life fully because we think that's the best way to respond.
You make a great point too, Mark, and I think you'd probably see this too. I mean, you need to live. You can't you can't live in fear. No. You know, I know a lot of people even were gonna come down Christmas shopping when there were scheduled protests for that day and said, oh, should we come down? You know what? You have to live your life. Isn't that what you would say as well?
And where the fear gets started, we can look at for the holidays, because most people are afraid to tell their parents everything they think.
That's true. Not me and Mark, though. We tell our parents everything.
Yeah. it's all out there. Well, but I think what you guys are hitting on, though, a lot of people, well, I can't do that. I'm not going to. It can play out in like the smallest little thing, like, ooh, maybe I could call that person, then I would have a great date. Or maybe I could call that person, and I would have a great job. And people get stopped. Yep. And you work with people all the time trying to help, push them through that. I mean, what's the advice that you give?
Well, that's one of the first assignments we give people, because one of the things we do is we have a technology where people engage in their life fully. So it's to recognize your fear and face your fear and step into it. So it might be little things like saying hi to the boss you would have kept your eyes down with.
Right.
It may be actually letting somebody know you disagree in a meeting.
What about physical fears, like fear of flying or things like that, that, you know, you don't think you can overcome, but you can?
You really can. And it's not like you get rid of fear. Do we have to befriend it? We have to learn what it's trying to teach us. I mean, flying, those kinds of things. Oftentimes we're just afraid of losing control, of not being in charge. And that's something we do have to learn about life. We don't have control over everything, but we have a control over our attitude. We have control over how we deal with something. We have control over how we can soothe ourselves and how we can get comfort, you know, or hold hands or whatever it is that helps us through that. It's not getting rid of the fear, but anything can be tended to. We really don't, if you can really be with your feelings, if you can really develop your emotional intelligence and facility, you don't need to avoid anything. You can say yes to life because you can deal with the feelings that come up. And that's really a critical skill. Otherwise, we narrow our lives and make them really small and don't get the full juice we could out of every day.
That's right.
Dr. Bob and Dr. Judith Wright are in the studio here at 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. She is Andrea Darlis. If you want to have a question, throw something out, feel free. 312-981-7200. If you want to check out what they do in more detail, you go to the website rightliving.com. I know you guys work with a lot of couples. The divorce rate's, what, over 50%? So people, you know, have issues in their marriage. You see it all the time. I'm wondering, like, what's maybe a common theme that you're kind of working with people to try to move through so they can make their marriage more robust? Let's put it like that.
Well, I'm going to start out with men being afraid of women.
No.
Come on.
No, Judith, come on. Tell them that's not the case.
Well, we don't admit. Yeah, really.
I'll raise my hand. I know I am.
All right, hold on.
That's the beginning, is
you're
recognizing
afraid of
it
us?
And being
no.
I know, and women need to know that because we are free. We think we're afraid of men, and actually we don't realize that they're oftentimes very afraid of our power as well.
Yeah, we don't want you to know how much we crave your approval.
Yeah.
So
this is good to know.
Isn't we it? Do, Andrea.
We
really good
up.
To know.
At the end of the show, you better tell me we did a good job.
Mark, we did awesome. What about communication? I know a lot of couples say that the breakdown in communication is really where a lot of the problems begin.
The issue isn't communication. I think couples communicate really well. You know, because by the silent treatment or by yelling or whatever, they're communicating. We don't like the message. But what's really going on underneath that is, why are we upset? What is it that we're really feeling more deeply inside? It's really getting into the underbelly where couples really need to learn to communicate, because under every fight, every tension, there's something we call like your deeper yearnings. You know, we yearn, just what you just said, Mark, to be like affirmed, to be appreciated, to be respected, to be seen, to be heard, to be loved. And that's what's going on underneath all the time. We don't say that. We say, pick up your socks. But really, there's something much deeper that we need to be letting each other know about.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But you do... In a general term, you endorse fighting, right? Like you need to fight in the relationship.
As
people want to win, I'm curious how you think that what does that look like?
Well, people don't even know what a win is because it's only a win if it's a win-win. That means your yearnings get fulfilled and my yearnings get fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And we live in an either-or universe, so this is really a revolutionary way to think of things.
Well, yeah, because you could win a fight, but really kind of lose. Like, I could win, or Bob could win. I could do what he wanted me to do. But if we didn't really talk about why it really bothered us, I mean, he might keep...
We got further apart. Each win is like a wedge in our relationship if it's not a win-win.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to ask you about compromise, too, because people always say, oh, compromise. Yeah. Well, someone's not going to get what they want then, and then are they going to kind of hold those ill feelings in?
What's called is win some, lose some.
Okay.
Compromise works if it's not going to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. But if you're compromising over 20 years, you're going to build up a lot of resentment.
And if you're
the only one giving in on the compromise.
Yeah, it's not. I'd rather, it's both of it. What we've learned ourselves and the couples that we work with, it's like each person going for what it is they need, what they want, what they feel. And out of that, if we can really learn how to fight and responsibly, there's rules for engagement. But then you can come up with new solutions that are actually much better sometimes than what we're trying to go for in the first place, because you get to that deeper stuff. And I think one of the things kind of related to what you first asked is we really teach personal responsibility. Like, we have rules of engagement. So nobody gets more than 50% of the blame. You can blame, but only 50%. Listen, we're a team.
Oh,
we're partners.
Fair.
Something's going on. And everybody has to take 100% responsibility for their satisfaction and happiness. And that really makes a big difference in what happens when you're engaged in these tussles.
I know you guys have a book out, which we'll talk about coming back. And also... how soft addictions, things like Facebook, are actually ruining your life. It's causing you to not be as happy as you possibly can. It's kind of amazing to think. It's counterintuitive, but we'll do that coming back. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen. She's Andrea Darlis. Dr. Bob and Dr. Judith Wright are in our studio. If you have a question for them, we're talking a little social and emotional intelligence. I know it's heavy, but we've gone there. 312-981-7200. Now, okay, so you guys are married and you have a foundation trying to help the world. I mean, I just need a little bit of a picture on how that all came together. That seems like a lot to you. Most people don't want to work together. You work, you're married, you have everything going on.
So I declared we were going to get together. I had sold a business. We started officing together. She didn't want to work with me. Her staff didn't want to work with
She's
me.
She's shaking her head, by the way.
My staff didn't want to work with her. And it took 2 years of me fighting, putting every criticism I had on the table.
No, and I think actually I know now, looking back, it was really important. He would say, Judith, I want you to remember that we're fighting because I want to work with you. That's right. Why we're having this fight. And then we got everything surfaced. There's reasons I didn't want to work with him, but I hadn't told him all those. I needed to tell him those things and get that at surface. And he's talked about the things he didn't like. And we found new solutions with it. It actually was really creative. It helped us build literally a foundation. We have the right foundation for the realization of human potential. And it really came out of that tussling because we both wanted the same things ultimately, but we had different ways of going about it.
And it all got going in Paris. We got kicked out of one bar.
Yeah, we did.
Good job.
We closed all down. Right. We closed down another. We had a dear friend with us who also speaks French. And we were in the third place that was still open when he said, I don't know who said, well, a school is a place where people can have this level of difference and still work together.
And gave us a context for bringing everything together, and it's brought it much richly together. And I love being in business with Bob. I love being married to him. I love sharing a mission. I mean, it makes our relationship deeper. And most people say, ooh, how can you work together? And it's I can't imagine not. It really, because we share so much, and it really adds to the dimensions of our relationship.
But on the flip side of that, do you need, I mean, I'm sure at times, you know, you say, you know what, I'm going to take a walk, or I'm going to, you have lunch with your girlfriends, or hang out with your buddies. There's got to be
you got everybody's got to reboot. You got to kind of get your head on straight or really have your. And I need a little, I'm kind of more of an introvert in some ways, so I need a little quiet time, but then that gets you ready to come back into it again.
Let's take one call here. Rick wants to talk about miscommunication. I'm intrigued. 720 WGN. Rick, you're on with Dr. Bob and Dr. Judith. Go ahead.
Dr. Bob, Wayne Dyer may have written the greatest quote about communication, which is, the greatest misconception of communication is that it has actually taken place.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yes, because we're always still trying to work closer into being with each other, and we all have different meanings for words, and it's really a process. Right. And it's an engagement process.
When a lot of couples think that somebody's supposed to read their mind, they don't say directly what they need or what they want or what they're feeling, and they think they're not communicating because someone didn't read your mind. Well, you haven't spoken your mind, which is an important
part. That's a great point. You got to remember that. I want to ask you guys, too, Mark mentioned this before the break, about social media. And I know so much is out there now in Facebook and Twitter and texting and phones. And, you know, you go to dinner. You know, I went to a really nice dinner the other night, and everybody's in a nice restaurant. Everybody's on the phone and texting. And, I mean, has that really kind of broken down communication?
Yeah, it actually has. In fact, there's studies that show if you're like at dinner with your honey and you even have your cell phone on the table, you have a much more superficial conversation and you feel less intimate, even if you're not on it or texting, because it has this, you know, somebody might call, something might happen, a text might come in and you're not present in that moment. So it's not like that technology is bad. Technology brings us a lot of wonderful things, but our relationship with it really is an issue. It's what we coined the term soft addictions, you know, those seemingly harmless habits like overdoing social media that are so normal, but we don't realize that they're taking our attention, they're muting our feelings, they're muting our consciousness, they're robbing our energy, they're keeping us from having this really being present moment-to-moment kind of relating in our lives.
You guys have a new book coming out called The Heart of the Fight. Yeah. You rewrote it together.
We did.
That must have gone well.
We fought. We fought it all out.
But that's okay.
It's part of it.
Judith can spend 2 or 3 hours on a paragraph.
Mm-hmm. And that's
she
all right.
has a relational
mind.
She'll
say,
well, this sentence doesn't work with this in the first chapter, and this second sentence just doesn't fit because of this in the third chapter. And she actually is that smart. So I know she's smarter than I am. So I have to kind of follow it. We start with a fight.
Right.
She wins a point. She wins 2 points. She wins 3 points. And usually I get one.
It actually was. It's better for it. But it was actually good because it wasn't some theoretical book. It's a work that we do. It's work we do with couples. But it's our own work. We're living everything that we're writing about. Which
it
is
sounds
great.
Like you guys write you write like we shop. I mean, women, right? You know, I mean, we could go into a department store. Yes. I could spend 3 hours looking around and shopping, not buying.
That's
buying.
Right. That's
but you guys, you either know what you want, you go in and get it, or you just get it done.
I'm going shopping with you.
I know, you and I are going.
No, it's a last-minute decision that I'm going shopping, and then I'm there for 3 seconds. I get what I need, and I'm out the door. I don't think Bob does that. Bob's like, look at him. He's a very well-dressed man.
He is very well-dressed. But he's not pretty... that you're not, Mark, but...
this is the shirt that I had for 10 years, though.
So let's make a distinction between conflict and fights. Our latest conflict is taking place now, and Judith is winning.
See? You're a good man.
He's a good man. He's really a good man. He is.
So
he is.
So the game tonight was, can we shop online? Let's just get to Wisconsin, to the campus, and I'll shop online. But the gifts may not be there by the time we need them for the staff party, and we have certain staff members that we want to get gifts for. We should stay in town and shop at Macy's and then leave late.
I'm down with that, Judith. I'm all over that. I got my Macy's coupons right
here. It's what we're doing.
You think I'm joking?
She's not kidding.
After five times around on it,
I hear you.
I conceded defeat to superior reasoning.
He did. Well, that's, you know, picking who has the higher denominator is part of how we fight. Who's got the higher standards? We try to go with that with each other. We learn a lot that way.
And how can people find more out about you guys?
Yeah, I know you guys do. You work with companies. You work with individuals. You work with couples, the whole deal. And I know you have gift weekends too, where people can check you out.
We do. Everyone listening, you can come to our foundations training. It's a wonderful training. We learn all the things we're talking about and more, and you can do that for free. We give it to you complimentary to any of you. You just need to go to Right Living with the W, rightliving.com, and sign up for our foundations training. We'd love to meet you
right here in downtown Chicago. Correct.
It is.
Oh, it was a pleasure to meet you both.
So great to be with both of you.
I think we solved a lot of the world's problems in 20 minutes.
We did the very best we could. So thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Bob. That's Dr. Judith Wright. We'll wrap it up and hand it off to Ro Khan coming up next, 720 WGN.